Several Republican office holders who are interested in running for governor next year made their case to the state's GOP county leaders at a meeting in Albany this week. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the meeting comes as Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has said he wants to run again, has been weakened by a series of scandals.
New York is a heavily Democratic state with twice as many enrolled Democrats as Republicans. It's been almost 20 years since anyone from the GOP won a statewide office. Republicans lost control of the state Senate in 2018, but the GOP sees new hope as Democrat Cuomo struggles with several scandals. Cuomo's facing allegations of sexual harassment from several women and a federal investigation over whether he covered up nursing home COVID death numbers. An impeachment inquiry by the state assembly is also focusing on whether the governor violated the public officers law when his staff helped him write and promote a book, and whether he favored friends and family by giving them hard-to-get COVID tests. As a result, potential candidates are lining up.
Lee Zeldin, Z-E-L-D-I-N.
Congressman and former state senator Lee Zeldin is one of the only announced candidates so far. He says he's already raised $2.5 million since announcing his intentions on April 8th. Zeldin is running on an anti-tax platform, saying New York's high costs are driving out not only the rich, but the middle class. And he disagrees with recent criminal justice reforms enacted by Democrats in state government, including cashless bail. And he's also capitalizing on Cuomo's controversies.
I believe that New York is ready to be returned to glory, but it's not going to happen with a continued reign of Andrew Cuomo. We are living through the final chapter of his time in elected office.
Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli has also announced a run for governor. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from the North Country has expressed interest in the race. She'd be considered one of the front runners if she ran. She skipped the meeting due to a family emergency. Two current and former county executives who ran against Cuomo in the past also met with the committee. Rob Astorino, who was the 2014 gubernatorial candidate, says he worked well with a Democratic legislature when he was Westchester County executive. He, like Zeldin, also believes that new tax and spending increases and easing some crime statutes is taking the state in the wrong direction.
The system is so broken right now. The state and New York City is in a death spiral. Upstate, this is upstate's last stand.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who lost to Cuomo in 2018, has not yet announced his intentions, but he's recently released campaign-style videos on social media with a more positive message of unity and understanding.
One cannot love America without loving Americans. Not just the Americans you agree with or those who look like you, belong to the same political party or believe what you believe, but all Americans.
Joseph Holland, a New York City-based attorney and real estate developer who grew up upstate, served as housing commissioner under former GOP Governor George Pataki and has also helped set up homeless shelters. Holland, who is African American, says he's the only one among the potential candidates who can also appeal to Democrats, who would be needed in order for Republicans to win an election.
We can't win without the crossover vote, and I'm a candidate that can do that.
And Andrew Giuliani, son of the former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, has also said he's interested in running. Cuomo has said he has no intention of leaving office despite the scandals, and though his popularity is plummeting in the polls, he's not changed his previous intention to seek a fourth term. The governor could face a primary challenge, as he has in the past two elections. Potential candidates include State Attorney General Tish James. She's investigating Cuomo over the sexual harassment charges and was recently authorized to probe the governor's book deal. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.